topmost for his highest. October the 9th. Pull yourself together. Paul said, yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Romans 6, 13 to 22. I cannot save and sanctify myself. I cannot atone for sin. I cannot redeem the world. I cannot make right what is wrong, pure what is impure, holy what is unholy. That is all the sovereign work of God. Have I faith in what Jesus Christ has done? He has made a perfect atonement. Am I in the habit of constantly realizing it? The great need is not to do things, but to believe things. The redemption of Christ is not an experience. It is the great act of God which he has performed through Christ, and I have to build my faith upon it. If I construct my faith on my experience, I produce that most unscriptural type, an isolated life, my eyes fixed on my own whiteness. Oh, beware of the piety that has no presupposition in the atonement of the Lord. It is no use for anything but a sequestered life. It is useless to God and a nuisance to man. Measure every type of experience by the Lord himself. We cannot do anything pleasing to God unless we deliberately build on the presupposition of the atonement. The atonement of Jesus has to work out in practical, unobtrusive ways in my life. Every time I obey, absolute deity is on my side, so that the grace of God and natural obedience coincide. Obedience means that I have banked everything on the atonement, and my obedience is met immediately by the delight of the supernatural grace of God. Beware of the piety that denies the natural life. It is a fraud. Continually bring yourself to the bar of the atonement. Ask, where is the discernment of the atonement in this thing and in that? Yield your member servants to righteousness unto holiness.